Sunday with Miriam on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by SuperValu Insurance, looking out for you and yours with our new life and mortgage protection insurance.
Well, during the week, Trinity College Dublin announced their plan to rename the main library in the college. It will now be known as the Evan Boland Library in honour of the poet who died in 2020. Well, back in September 2016, Evan was a guest on this show and we spoke about her family background, her time spent living in London, New York and Dublin, her early days in Trinity and how she wove themes of everyday life into her remarkable body of work. Well, I want to bring you a few clips from that interview, starting with Evan's memories of her parents. Her mum was an artist and her dad a well-known diplomat. I asked her if she got on well with her father.
I admired him. I wouldn't have called myself close, but we talked a lot and, you know, he was a very clever man and I think I admired that part of him that I think was very committed to a small country and its future. I liked that.
Were you close to your mother?
Extremely close to my mother. And I was the last child. She was a fifth child as well. I thought she was really wonderful. And she remains in my mind as just a very inspiring figure for me.
And did she support your interest and desire to be a poet?
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, years and years and years later, she died at a great age with just a perfect memory and 94. And I said to her, you know, I really want to thank you for what you did and making me believe that I could do this. And she said to me, well, I don't know. I think if you had wanted to be a clown, I'd have painted a nose on your face. You see, she saw it as part of what you would do for a child, but I saw it as much more. She believed in the world of the imagination, you know. My father thought I should just go to Trinity and pass my exams, but which was, I understand better now. But she really believed in that world of imagination.
We also spoke about her time in Trinity, where she got to know poets like Derek Mahon and Brendan Kennelly, but knew that she had to forge her own way as a woman poet.
It doesn't matter who you are in poetry, and it doesn't matter where you get to or don't get to. There's a difference between writing poems and being a poet. And you have to cross that distance for yourself. You certainly can't do it by publication or esteem or recognition. You have to do it inwardly. And I was writing poems in Trinity and publishing some and things. But it was later, by quite a few years, before I thought, no, I'm a poet. And I think that that transition really has to happen for yourself. It doesn't matter who you know, don't know, what it is. It just has to.
But did you have an inner confidence from a young age to believe that as a woman, because there was a time, or you know, albeit there are the wonderful Sylvia Plaths, but there was a time when poet and woman didn't necessarily go in the same sentence.
No, they didn't. And I think there was a whole code around it. And people would say to me, it's a very good thing if you read your poems that you don't know that you're a woman. I came to have a real skepticism about that. But I also think I had to go that journey myself, really, and see for myself that there wasn't going to be a life for me as a poet if I didn't put the life I lived into the poems I wrote. And the life I lived was the life of a woman and then with small children, surrounded by neighbours doing just the same that I was doing. And if I wasn't going to live that in language, I might as well give the thing up, you know.
And thank goodness that she didn't give up the thing. I then asked Evan a short question. What is the use of poetry? And this is how she responded.
Well, it's not certain that poetry would do anything practical. It doesn't change events, but it does change people. And I think, you know, there are poems that I've brought with me and remembered and will always remember and have been companions to me. And I think poems do that.
Well, that was the late, great Evan Boland, who was recognised by Trinity College Dublin this week, with the main library building being renamed in her honour. We'll take a break.
Sunday with Miriam. Listen back on the RTE Radio Player.